If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so since I'm childless, I'm going to take advantage of my time. With no interruptions, I'm going to record episode 3 of Cozy Womb Podcast season 20. It will start in August, so stay tuned. A lot of my content for my first podcast, which is Cozy Womb Podcast, has been primarily about being pregnant, having the baby, having the toddler, having the little kid. I'm going to up a level, okay? Because I feel like these kids are getting into teen things faster. So let me just meet y'all where y'all at, all right? So I'm going to talk about the youth. For season 20, I'm going to talk about tweens and teens and all of the things that they get into around those ages before they become adults, legal, 18 plus, okay? So that's what I'm going to be discussing tonight's episode for. Episode 3, season 20 for Cozy Womb Podcast is going to be about setting dating boundaries, okay? Lots to cover, so I have to get busy. Bye, okay? See ya. All right. All right, y'all, let's get into it. All right. Let me organize these. Sorry. Bow, 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 bow. Wow. Let's get the number. All right, y'all. I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. I am Shan. I am the mama of the girls. And this is season 20, episode 3. What episode? Episode 3. And I am discussing the youth this season. Okay, what about the youth? What about the preteen, teenager people? Okay, are they being talked to enough? Are they being guided well? Are we listening to them? Are we ignoring them? Are we shaping them to become not the best leaders for our future? I think we are, because we're so busy, or we have an extra shift to do, or there was just other things that were needed. I didn't get the time. You have to make the time. Like, your teens, your teenagers are a part of parenthood, okay? So make the space for them. Anywho, this episode, I'm about to hurt y'all feelings. This episode is really about setting up boundaries with your teens in the dating world, okay? Before we get into this, please subscribe below. If you're not watching this, please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Good Pods, Podbean, CastBox, Google's gone. Whatever platform you like listening to, Himalayan, Amazon Music, I appreciate you, okay? All the people reaching out to cross-promote. Prior to this, I didn't want to cross-promote because I wasn't producing any episodes, so it wouldn't be fair for you to have me on your show, but I couldn't put you on the show because I wasn't ready yet, okay? I am pre-recording this months in advance, so y'all gonna have a good time with the work that I do. Hashtag Cozy Womb Podcast, okay? It's been over 7 years. I know you've seen an episode, a link, some merch, something of Cozy Womb Podcast. And I named it Cozy Womb. For those of you who don't know, maybe you're finding this podcast at season 20. That's very unfortunate because there's a lot of content for you to eat. This podcast was named Cozy Womb because I had two epidural babies, pass the Pitocin, yay. Okay. Anya was really 41 weeks going into 42 weeks, not wanting to come out. Ari was trying to do the same thing. I told them I'm not trying to hold this baby for another week, so I told them to induce me. So that's where I got the name Cozy Womb. All my exes love me. Okay, I guess it's comfy in there. So the name is fitting, okay? Anyway, hashtag what about the youth? Don't forget to check out shanbpodden.com. I updated a website. It's more of a blog now. I feel like everybody will enjoy it. The website has my books. The website has the pods. You could go on there and listen to and stream it. The website has ways you can give me instant feedback. You could find merch on there. The shop links are on there. So stop asking me for the shop links. It's in the Instagram posts. It's in my Twitter. It's in my TikTok. I don't even know if TikTok's going to be around by the time you get this episode. But if it isn't, you can find me at shanbpodden.com. Cozy Womb has its own Twitter. You can email me at cozywombmama@gmail.com. And yeah, there's great ways to support me on there. Blogging wise, my posts are everything that I want to talk about. So it's not just about kids. It's about parenting. It's about dating. It's about self-care. It's about finances. It's about being a good person. It's about being a good teammate. It's about podcasting. It's about everything. Everything that I find interesting, I'm talking about it on there. So shanbpodden.com. Anyway, let's focus on the topic. All right. And yes, I do have cards so I can remember. Yeah. All right. Setting up boundaries with teens and dating, because that matters. Who are they going to learn their dating rules for or their dating etiquette from? Their friends who are trying to figure it out themselves. Fast teens who are doing too much for their age. No. We do not want a whole bunch of teen moms out here. No shade if you are a teen mom. I was never a teen mom. I knew that was not something I wanted to invite into my teen world. I went to school with a lot of teen moms who had classrooms and daycare on the high school campus in Florida. And that's not something I want for my kids. That's not something I wanted for myself. And if we could prevent teen parents, boys and girls, let's do that by having these conversations, by opening up the lines of communication and talking about things that might come up with meeting a girl or meeting a boy that you like, how you spend that time, how you carry yourself, what do you do, what don't you do, going on outings in groups. And I'll talk about that because why? I'm gonna talk about it, okay? But you have to stick around, okay? You just can't come in here and think, oh, you're about to get all this goodness within the 2 minutes that you're in here. You're not, okay? So if you want to stay and not miss everything I'm about to talk about, because it's good stuff, stick around. Okay? Shout out to Run DMC. Okay, this is what I want you to think about with this topic. You might want to believe it. You might not want to believe it, but your kids are dating. Your kids are dating, and sometimes they're dating at as young as 8 years old. I know. You're like, that's not even a teenage. I know. It's beyond the paper. Do you like me? Yes or no. It's beyond that. They're touching, they're doing things, they're watching things, they're hearing things, they're seeing things, they're feeling things, their body is changing. So we have to have these conversations. And so a lot of kids are clueless about what does it mean to date. A lot of kids think they know. A lot of kids know too much. And you have to have the conversation. A lot of parents are just like, oh no, they're too young for that. We're not gonna have that conversation. Hold on, I wanna clip some things. So let me record some of this. Turn on loud. Okay, cool. Yeah, a lot of parents don't wanna have the conversation. They don't wanna have the Segs talk. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about body changes with their kids. Dads are uncomfortable talking to their daughters. Moms are uncomfortable talking to their sons. In reality, did that kid come out your body or not? Was there daddies in the room of the labor or not? We all know how the kids got here, don't we? So let's have the conversation because if your child has a cell phone with Wi-Fi, they've seen everything that you're scared to have a conversation about already. They just don't know if this is absolutely what they have to do if they like somebody, or is this something they can do, or is this something they should not be doing? And you should be the best person to have that conversation with. Your child should be way comfortable prior to becoming a teenager to talk to you about their body parts, to talk to you about what doesn't feel right, to talk to you about what changes are happening, okay? I should have put this disclaimer at the beginning. Parents, if you want to watch this with your kids, great. Glad you're here. If you don't think your child is ready for this conversation, nor do they need it at the moment, the choice is yours, like Captain Planet, okay? But yeah, that's my disclaimer, okay? Make sure there's a parent in the room. Make sure that parent approved you watching this, okay? Don't have your mom or your dad email me and be like, you know what? My son came upon your video or your episode and I do not appreciate it. Not trying to hear it. Not trying to hear it, okay? The internet is a place, okay? So many parents avoid conversations they should have already had, and then it's too late, okay? And then your kid is a what? A teen parent. And then your kid has a what? A STD. And then your kid is spreading it to other kids. And then, you know, it's just a snowball effect of mess you don't want, okay? So let's have the conversation. All right, so first things first. Do you even understand your teenager? A lot of people don't understand their teenagers, and that's a problem within itself. That's a problem within itself for you to not understand the child that came out of your body, that's living in your home, that's going to school, that's going to work, that's using the car, and that's home on the weekends when you're out and about. We need the relationship and the bond that is here to be here. Okay, I feel like this is a healthy amount of space in between this is my personal business and this is my mom and my parent. They need to know some things. But for you to have a relationship where your thoughts are here and your child's thoughts are here and y'all never meet closer together and all of this space right here is things you know about each other. What is that? You're just setting them up for error, okay? And so I don't want you to do that. I want you to feel like your child is comfortable enough to come to you if they have a question. You can truly ask your child about their day. You can truly ask your child about their friends. You can truly ask your child about the person that they're dating or how's the conversation going with you and such. Y'all stop texting or you don't even bring up such and such no more. Like, those are things you want to know. Okay, those are things you want to know. You know, what's your child's version of dating? Do they think someone sending them a letter in the hallway that they like them and they was like, well, I like you too. And so do they think now that they're dating or do they think that is, I just like somebody and I know they like me? Do they even know what to do on a date? Did you talk to them about the fact that a date doesn't have to be you going over another person's house or a person coming over your house? A date could be meet me at the ice cream shop, 5 o'clock. I'm gonna ask my parents if I could go, and you could ask your parent if you could go. Make sure your child knows that you need a line of communication at all times. Cool. Larry said he had a great pod. Check out the Couch Sessions, okay? It's not a parenting pod, but it's a great podcast. But yeah, like, do you know your child's location at all times? Okay? Do they check in with you? Is there certain times of the day that they're supposed to check in with you? Do they have, like, a secret word or a number that they text you when you know like they're in trouble or they feel uncomfortable or someone's doing something at this party or event that I'm not sure of. I need you to call me and say it's an emergency so I could go. Like, you have to prepare your child for whatever's outside your house. School, work, on their way home from work, on their way home from school, on a date with friends. Do I get in the car with my friends or not, mom? Should I call you when I get here, dad? If I get to school and they cancel the game, what should I do? Like, they should know those things. And if they don't know those things, then clearly they shouldn't be going to places without you. I'm just saying. What do you do? Does your child know, like, what to do when someone likes them and they don't like them? Does that automatically give you the right to treat that boy or girl like crap? Does that give you the right to be mean to them? Does that give you the right to fake like you like them and use them to get you stuff or do things for you, but the whole time you are just talking to them for things or money? Because kids are using their parents' accounts to buy other kids' things. My child tried to gift one of her friends Roblox with my card. I said, ma'am, we're not doing that. Okay. So those type of things need to be discussed so boundaries can be put in place so they know what to do. When you know what to do, you feel more comfortable in situations. When you don't know what to do, you could be convinced in certain situations. So what do you want your child to be comfortable and aware of self in situations, or do you want them to be influenced, convinced, and peer pressured? Just saying, I think you want your child to be aware and able to speak up for themselves. And a no is a full sentence, okay? It's a whole nother episode, okay? How do they treat people that they like, that like them? Does that now make them obligated to do stuff? To say things? Do they know what to do when somebody says, I love you, but you're not ready to say it yet? Okay. How much is too much? Okay. What is this thing that they keep talking about? First stage, second stage, third stage. What is that? Okay. Because I remember being young and liking boys and boys liking me, but me not knowing the complete idea behind first stage, second stage, third stage until I got a little older and I put two and two together. But that was never a conversation that my mom had with me. That was never a conversation that my brothers had with me. That was never a conversation that my dad had with me. You know? And so a lot of what came with dating and holding hands and all of that stuff, I was never like eager for it. And I think that's what kept me out of a lot of situations that other people would get into is because I never felt the need to have a boyfriend. If I had one, cool. If I didn't have one, cool too. Still to this dirt. Okay. If there's a man in my life that's showing up in the ways that he needs to, cool. If there's not a man in my life showing up in the way that he needs to, cool. All right, you just always make sure as a person, a boy or a girl, that you got your back at the beginning and the end of every day. Okay? You can like somebody and at some point they like you and then at some point they don't like you anymore. That is not your problem to figure out why they don't like you anymore. If they tell you, cool. If they don't tell you, cool. If they tell you something but you feel like they're lying, cool. People don't owe you anything. They don't owe you their time. They don't owe you their emotions. They don't owe you their body. They don't owe you all of them. And nothing, let me tell you, no relationship is forever. No relationship is forever. You will never be with someone forever. Okay. So just get that out of your mind of, love fluff, okay? Love fluff, there is no such thing as forever. All right? Marriages don't last forever. Sadness don't last forever. Happiness don't last forever. Anger doesn't last forever. Joy doesn't last forever. Your house will not last forever. Your car will not last forever. Your dog will not last forever. Your cat will not last forever. Your parents will not be here forever. You will not be here forever. So why do you think your relationship is supposed to be forever? If someone promised you that they would never leave, that was the first lie right there. Because in relationships, people either grow together or they grow apart. And if you feel like that girl that you like down the street, that's going to be your wife one day, cool. I think that's cute. But let's pump your brakes, okay? If you feel like that boy that just moved on the block and he's gonna go to your school, is cute, and he's your neighbor, and you think that's gonna last forever, pump your brakes, sis. It's probably not, okay? Now, would I be a hypocrite and be like, yeah, I had a neighbor, and yes, eventually he became my boyfriend, and then yes, we did break up, and time to time, do we talk? Yes, we converse. But he is not my man. He is not my husband. He is not the father to my kids. We do not date. But he checks in sometimes, okay? And just because you break up with people or one day somebody doesn't like you, it doesn't automatically make them a bad person. Sometimes you might like somebody and they might like your friend. And you're going to have to come to grips with the fact that the person you like doesn't like you, but they like your friend. And you like your friend as a friend, but they like your friend a little bit more. So are you not going to be your friend's friend because the person that you like likes them? Okay. And don't let adults make you feel like, oh, that's childish because adults do it too. Okay. There are mean girls in adulthood and there are mean girls in elementary school. There are mean girls in middle school. There are mean girls in high school. There are mean girls in college. There are mean girls at the workplace. There are jealous boys playing basketball. Your friend could be jealous of the fact that you got the girlfriend that you got. Okay. And sometimes friends and people that you know that you thought were cool, you ain't have to worry about. You're gonna end up having to worry about them because that's how you learn people. You're gonna have to learn different characteristics of people and what people do in front of your face versus what they do behind your back. You know? And once you figure out what that is, it'll get better. You'll pick better people to be in your life. What's the other question? How do we, as parents, encourage our kids to be open? When I say open, meaning don't come in the kitchen and feel like you can't tell me something. Don't come in the house and feel like you can't tell me something. Don't be in, I'll be in my room reading and you really want to talk and you're just standing in the hallway or walking back and forth or you're stressed about something you accidentally text someone that you didn't want to text them, or you told your friend something and then they shared the screenshot with the group chat or the person that you really like, and now you're feeling some type of way. Your parents been through similar things that you will go through. Your parents and your older siblings and your aunties and your uncles are the best people to have a conversation. One, they already love you. Two, they have your best interest involved. Three, what's a reason for them to lie to you? What's their benefit? Okay. But you gotta understand your teen's language when it comes to dating before you start talking to them about dating. They have different words that mean different things. I'm so thankful that my kids are not into that yet, but they do say bro, bruh a lot of times. They say other things, but I don't understand it, so I just Google it, okay? But learn your child's language and learn how to read their body language. If you ask your kid, "Are you okay?" and they be like, "Yeah, I'm straight." That's kind of aggressive. We might want to deep dive into that if you want to talk a bit later. Like, you should know your child's body language. You should know what expression they make when they're lying. Like, so you wasn't at the store yesterday with your friend on the corner when I drove by? No, I wasn't there. That's a lie. Most boys and males do that when they're lying. Okay. But you know who you were when you were a kid. You know, sometimes off tops before your kid gets to that point, who's going to lie? Who's going to sneak out the first time? Who's going to try to take the car keys? Who's going to go past curfew? Like, I know that, and I have a 7 and a 10-year-old. They don't drive yet, but I know from their personality who's going to try me the most. Already. So when parents have kids where they're just like, oh no, he was a good boy or he was a good girl. They never got into trouble. They never did this. Girl, you're a liar. Okay. You know what your child is capable of. You know what your child will possibly get into if need be. So be honest about that. Okay. Be honest about that. I know you don't want your child to be that kid, but sometimes you don't get to pick the personalities of the kids that we have. It's just what it is, okay? Next thing I wanted to talk about with this is setting clear expectations, okay? And how do we do that? We set clear expectations of having a discussion of what the curfew is before you have to have a curfew on the day of, okay? If the curfew is 9 o'clock, then the curfew is 9 o'clock. It's not 9:01. It's not we left the party or we left their house at 9 o'clock or we stopped at the gas station at 9 o'clock. I want you in this house turning around to lock my door because you were in this house before 9 o'clock or at 9 o'clock. Okay. A lot of times when your parents give you a certain curfew, especially depending on where you live, is because they know where you live. They know what happens after a certain time at night. Okay. Me personally, did I have a curfew? I never went out. I was never the going out type. I'm still not the going out type. But I lived in a house where they had alarms on the doors and the windows in the garage. And I had a code for the garage, but I didn't have a key for the front door. So what I would do is when I would leave out, especially when I know I was going to come back, I was in college at this time, okay? My man at the time was 6 years, 7 years older than me, okay? Okay. I would lock the door, the knob, and pull it up. Could I lock the top lock? No. Why? Because I didn't have a key, right? And I didn't go through the garage because I didn't want to wake everybody up. So I would do that, but I'm not going to sneak out a window. I'm not going to leave the door wide open and just be out and about and come home late and disturb everybody. I'm not going to take a car without asking. I was never that kid. I never wanted to. Hey guys, thank you for checking out this podcast. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. A great way to support the show is by purchasing merch. You get something. Someone that doesn't know about the show sees your great merch, asks you about the show, or Googles it themselves, and then we just start connecting the dots. I appreciate you. Thank you for supporting, and let's continue to listen.
I never wanted to drive, okay? My kids are the reason why I have a license, okay? Dating behaviors, okay? If a boy asks you out on a date, technically, I feel like he should pay for the food or the event or what you're going to do there, right? You ask for my time. That's how you be a gentleman, right? But no woman, no little girl, no lady, and no man and no boy should ever leave the house not being able to pay and make sure they could get home, pay for their food and their drinks, pay for their own movie if need be, because emergencies happen. I've paid for my boyfriends to go to movies with me before.
Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Womb Podcast. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets It Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website. And
all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show.
Paid for drinks. I've paid for dinner. Because when you are being fair and someone paid for the last date and you want to be fair and pay for the next date, you sometimes do that. I don't feel like just because you're a girl, you shouldn't pay for anything. Never. Okay, let's be fair. You're working with a teenager's salary, okay? Teenagers should be dating teenagers, okay? 20-year-olds should be dating 20-year-olds. 30-year-olds, you're just at an age where you can date the dad or the son at that time. I'm just saying, but we're not talking about that. But dating behaviors, you know, sitting across from each other, being polite, not throwing money on the counter, tipping, how to use your utensils, how to excuse yourself to go use the bathroom. Order what you can pay for yourself. Okay? When you're sitting somewhere to eat, order which you would be able to pay for yourself if the other person couldn't pay. Now, if they sit across from you and they say, hey, don't worry about it, order whatever you want, cool, go wild. But if they didn't say that, then don't be mean and cruel and out of pocket and just order something that, well, I could never afford this, but since they asked me on a date, I'm going to just ask for this and hope that they pay for it. No, because you do not want that manager stooping down at that table and coming to the table and be like, so who's washing the dishes? Because your card declined. This cash is not enough. The math is not mathing. Okay? As a man, if you don't know her, as a young man, do not order for her. Okay, I know you've seen the movies, you've seen the show, but do not order for her unless you're like, oh my gosh, this is my favorite restaurant. They have the best cookies and ice cream. I'm gonna show you how to order it. I'm gonna tell you to order it, okay? And they'd be like, okay, order for me. Order for me. I think this is so sweet. Order for me. Then go ahead and order for her, okay? But like, what do you do when there's nothing to talk about at the table? What do you do when the conversation is dry? What do you do if the person across from you keeps going in their phone? What do you do if this person goes to the bathroom and never comes back? What do you do if the date is over, the movie is over, y'all get back in the car, your curfew is 9 o'clock, but it's like 8:30 at this point. Do you stop to go get ice cream and then you head home? If it's close, sure. But if it's not close and it's out the way, don't push it. Do they take you straight home after the movies? Do y'all sit and talk in the car for a while? I will allow you 10 minutes to sit and talk in the car for a while before you come home, all right? When you come home, do they open your car door and let you out the car door and walk you to the door? Or do they open your car door, say that they had a good night, y'all hug, and they wait for you to get in the house while they're sitting in the car? They see you go in and shut the door, and they beep their horn or they text you like, you in, everything's cool? Yes. And then they drive off. And then within 10 minutes, I feel like you had enough time to reflect and call your best friend and tell them quickly what happened. And you just text them, I had a great time tonight. Thank you for taking me to blah, blah, blase, blase, blase. Good night. No pressure. Very polite, very to the point. And if something extra happened on that day, cool. If what you thought was going to happen on that day did not happen, cool. You have to stop having an expectation on someone to do something for you that they never said they were going to do, that they don't owe you anything, okay?
Women don't owe men anything. Men don't owe women anything. You giving your time and your effort and your money to do something with someone is your offering. Okay? Your presence is a gift. Okay? Family values. Okay, let's talk family values. How to value yourself. Don't go outside acting like a fool. Don't go outside doing anything where a police have to bring you to my door. Don't go outside screaming and dancing on top of a car and having our pastor see you and then call me up and be like, Sister Marshall, don't do it, okay? When you go outside the door and people around the town or the city know your family, you're representing them, okay? You don't want someone to be able to walk up to your dad and be like, oh, I saw your daughter on Friday. She's wild. Oh, I saw your son racing that car up and down Moreland. Man, that boy a little bit, he out there, he outside. You know what I'm saying? You don't want your parents to have to worry about people having side conversations about your behavior. Okay, so just mind yourself. How to communicate. So if you're dating someone and you know you're not supposed to be talking on the phone past 9:30, please let them know that you're not supposed to be on the phone past 9:30 and so they're not calling up the house. We don't have house phones anymore, so they're not calling your phone up because if my mom never paid for my cell phone, okay? I got a cell phone when I was 16 when I had a job, okay? The only other person that ever paid for my cell phone bill was probably one of my brothers and my boyfriends, okay? Other than that, it wasn't nobody paying my bill but me, okay? If I ever have to pay for my child's phone, 9:30 as a teenager, call stop, text stop, okay? You should not be on the computer past that time. You should not be on chats past that time. Because I'm going to tell you this. As an adult, it is hard for me to put my phone down and not be scrolling through Instagram, not be scrolling through TikTok, not to come up with a new idea and be on Canva creating something, not to come up with new merch, not to want to record an episode. It is very hard for me to disconnect. So imagine how hard it's going to be for your teenagers who are seeing parts of the world that they've never experienced, seeing people from all over the world, hearing things, knowing websites, to disconnect and go to sleep and get their rest. Okay, so just don't give them something that you're going to have to end up taking away because they don't have the discipline to handle. Because most of these kids do not have the discipline to handle having a phone in elementary school. And I don't even know why y'all gave it to them. They don't have the discipline to have a phone in middle school. And they do not have the discipline to have a phone in high school. Especially if they ain't got no job. Why do you need a phone? Okay. But that's that. Talk about consent. Talk to your kids about consent. If a boy says no, it's no. If a boy says stop, it's stop. Nobody should have to put their hands on your hand to stop you from doing something to their body. Nobody. Not a girl, not a boy. Not a man, not a woman. Okay? If someone was kissing you or hugging you and you push back and they grabbed you closer, you can say stop. That doesn't mean you're a bad person because you say stop. You're not going to hurt someone's feelings because you say stop. And if you do hurt somebody's feelings because you told them to stop, then that's not the person you want to be around anyway, because you should be able to tell your friends to stop. You should be able to tell an adult to stop. You should be able to tell your parents to stop. And you should be able to tell anyone that you thought that you liked that you really don't like now to stop. Okay? People have to respect you, but in order for people to respect you, you have to carry yourself with respect. All right? Don't put yourself in singled out situations. What does that mean? Do not put yourself in a situation where you're the only boy surrounded by a bunch of girls. Do not put yourself in a room or a situation where you're the only girl surrounded by a bunch of boys, and all of a sudden somebody said, you want to play truth or dare? No. No, I do not. Okay? If you see a lot of your friends leaving the party, you need to be leaving the party too. Because now they're just at a party where there's a whole bunch of people there, but not your people. All right? If you go to a party with your friends and they know somebody that knows somebody that picks them up in a car and tells you to come in, but you don't know them, you'd be like, no, I'm good. And please text one of your parents for a ride. Tell them where you're at to come pick you up. If you don't feel safe getting in the car with some friends because you think they took something or they've been drinking something and you don't feel comfortable, please go into a convenience store and text your mom or call your mom or your dad and tell them to come pick you up. All right? If your friends do not want to be your friends because you don't want to do something they want to do that you don't want to do, and they don't want to respect the fact that you don't want to do it, those are not your friends. All right? So when it comes to consent, when you say no, it's no. When you say stop, it's stop. If you felt like you wanted to do something and then you change your mind, that is your right to change your mind, okay? And a lot of people like to bring up the fact that a girl says no, then it's no. But when you tell, when a boy tells a girl no, they think, oh, no, I know you didn't. He said no, okay? He said no. Back up. Teach your daughters to back up off of people when they say no. Just because you're cute to 90% of people doesn't mean this person is going to allow you to do things just because you think you're cute. All right? It's just not going to happen. Oh, this is so cute. Anya is with my friend. And they taking pictures. That's so funny. What's the next thing to talk about? How to at parties. Okay. You go to a friend's party. You go to a party of a friend of a friend. It was approved by both of your parents. You guys are in communication of when you got there, what to do, what to look out for, what to avoid. When you get a drink, you hold your drink. You don't put down your drink and come back to it, okay? You put down your drink, you need to get a new drink, okay? If there is punch there being made, look for something that's already in a can that hasn't been opened. That's preferably a soda at most, okay? No child that's a teenager that is not above 21 should be drinking alcohol. Okay, I never wanted to drink alcohol prior to me being 21. And even when I was 21, I never really cared for alcohol. Till this day at 37, I do not have a drink. Okay, I don't know what my drink is as an adult. I don't get the hype of alcohol. It's just not me. I've never had a hangover. Have I been tipsy? Yes. You know what I'm saying? Have I been intoxicated? Yes. But in the privacy of my own home or their home. Okay. And I got two trophies for that. Okay. Anya and Ari. Okay. So don't feel pressure to drink things or eat things or try things that you don't want to try. Okay. At parties, if there's fighting at the party, I need you to get up and out of there, okay? If there's people that came to the party that's not supposed to be at the party and you feel uncomfortable, I need you to text me or call me and tell me to come get you, okay? If there's any new changes at the party, I need you to let me know, be in communication with me. If you lose your phone, I need you to know my number. I need you to know your dad's number or know my friend's number so they could come get you so I know where you at, okay? There is no reason why you are not in proper communication with your parents when they told you you could go somewhere and you decided to go somewhere else, okay? You deciding to go somewhere else from where you said you were going to be is what's wrong, number one, okay? You not making contact with your parents on why you're going somewhere different. This was wrong number two, okay? I did not mean to have balloons. I am so sorry. Apple's doing too much. I really need to Google how to take that off because it's very annoying. What else? How to at parties.
Okay, be safe. They going swimming at night. Must be nice. What else at parties? Dancing. You could dance, but if you feel something inappropriate while you're dancing, you could stop dancing too. Okay? Do what you're comfortable with, okay? Do not be in any locked rooms or bathrooms with people. I don't care. Don't do it, okay? People need to see what's going on so you can have a witness, okay? If somebody locks you in a closet, have your phone, turn on that flashlight, know what to do, know how to defend yourself, self-defense, okay? What's next? Number five. Are your kids comfortable talking to you? If your child is not comfortable talking to you, just please believe they're not going to tell you what they're dating. They're not going to tell you if they want to date. Okay. Maybe your kids might be comfortable talking to your friend because they're not a parent. Maybe your child might be comfortable talking to their favorite cousin instead of you. You got to be in on who they're comfortable talking to so you can get the tea that they won't give you. Because sometimes, face it, I don't care how close you think you are with your child, sometimes your child doesn't want to talk to you. Sometimes your child doesn't want to talk to their dad about something because they feel like their dad's going to be disappointed because they like a boy. Okay. Are you a judgmental person? Be honest with yourself. If you're judgmental, if they're going to tell you part of the story and you're going to interrupt them and they're not going to feel like telling you the rest, don't have the conversation until you're ready to be quiet and hear all the details. And respect the fact that what you taught them, they will exercise, okay? You can talk to your kids and talk to your kids, but if you don't give them the space to reflect what you talk to them about, what's the point? Okay. Are you an angry person? Are you going to yell at them? Are you going to punish them because they did this one thing, but you didn't hear why they did this one thing? Okay. What were the options involved and why did you pick this one thing to do? Like, you got to be honest about that. Are you ignoring their emotions? Okay. If your child is going through their first breakup and you're just like, oh my gosh, get over it. Come put these groceries in the house. Or you're like belittling them or you're teasing them. You're not being a good parent. Okay. When I had my first breakup, I cried. I probably cried for like a night. Okay. And then I want to say my second breakup was the worst breakup I've ever had. Okay, I haven't been the same person since. Okay, and that was 2007. So, breakups affect everybody different. Okay, so just be mindful of that. Also, if your child is disappointed, acknowledge the fact that they're disappointed. Don't try to buy them their favorite ice cream when you're trying to speed up their emotions. Like, that's not fair. Don't try to, I'm gonna buy you a Mac computer tomorrow so you can get over it. Let them get through their emotions, okay? If you don't allow your child to learn how to get through certain emotions as tweens and teenagers, they're gonna be in their 20s a hysterical mess. All right. Do you show empathy? Okay. I think a lot of fathers have a hard time showing empathy to their sons and their daughters on the same level. Okay. And when most men break it down, it gets a bit sexist. Okay. But you have to be able to have a certain level of empathy for your tweens and your teens when communicating with them, or else they're not going to want to talk to you. Okay.
Next, we have self-respect for boys and girls. There has to be a clear indication that your teenager has self-respect before they go to a party, before they go to a friend's house, before they're able to drive around with their friend, before they're able to have friends over, if you're a parent and you want to do that, before they're able to go to prom with a group. Do they have the level of self-respect needed in order to keep them safe? Do they know how to protect their body? Do they protect their body? Do they just tell you that they protect their body, but they really don't? Are they honest? Do they shame other people because they don't like something other people like? Do they beg friends to be their friend? That's tacky. That's tacky. I hope my kids don't do that. You never beg a friend to be your friend. A person is either your friend or they're not your friend, okay? And how you know that is by seeing how they treat you in your presence, how they treat you and talk about you and step up for you in your absence, and how you treat them, right? Do you respect your spirit? Okay? Meaning, if you feel something inside, something in your brain, something in your gut telling you don't do something, do you respect it and follow it, or do you go against it and do it? Okay? No sleepovers. I'm not doing sleepovers. I've heard enough. I've seen enough. Even though my mom allowed me to sleep over at my friend's house as a kid, I'm not pro sleepovers. I'm just not. Now, can kids come to my house? Sure. If I like you, okay? Because I know the type of mom that I am. I'm not about to have anybody's kids up in my house, my place of residence that I pay insurance in, and not know what's going on in my home. I'm going to check in. I'm going to come lay across the bed. I'm going to come hear y'all conversations. We might all be watching a movie together. We might be outside in the backyard, sitting on the patio furniture, eating candy together or ice cream. But I'm not about to let different types of home governments be happening in my house. I'm not about to have that house where the parents' room is on the other side of the house and the kids' room is on the other side of the house and they have a pool over here and they're just doing whatever and the parents have no idea. I don't want that house. And if I have that house, no, you cannot have friends over, because I know what kids who don't have good parents get into. And I'm going to just say that, okay? Hit dog holler, okay? No bullying. There will be no bullying, okay? Don't be bullying other girls that can't do what you do, don't have what you have, or don't like you. It is never a good thing to bully. These kids are different, okay? Be nice to everybody. You ain't gotta be everybody's friends, but be nice to everybody. I am pro group outing. So if you wanna go to the mall, go to the mall with your five friends. Come home with your five friends. Have one of y'all drive, the rest of y'all be in the truck or the car, and y'all drop each other off, okay? I'd rather my teenager go to the mall with friends, go to Target with friends, because sex trafficking is real. Trafficking young girls and young women is a real thing. People are going into Target, working in groups. Men are sitting in the truck or the van. Women are in Target talking about foolishness to see who you with, how old you are, and how unaware you are. So keep your head on the swivel at all times. You're standing at a bus stop, keep your head on the swivel at all times. Preferably, I like to be the one to drop my child off so my mind is clear and I know they got to their destination safely, okay? If you don't have that set up to drop your child off, pray. Okay. Respect your child's privacy. It is very hard to try to Build respect after you lost respect. Okay? And that's with parents and that's with kids. So don't be snooping through their diary. Don't be snooping through their backpack. I would prefer to tell you, I will be randomly checking your backpack. I will be randomly popping in your room to see if your room is clean throughout the week. I will be randomly going in your closet. But I don't want to sneak around and you find me sneaking around. Because I don't want you to feel like you don't have any level of privacy in the home that you live. That's uncomfortable, right? And check siblings for going into their brother or sister stuff too. My mom didn't do that and I didn't like that. Check your children's online posts. Check what websites they be on. See, now that is more of like legally, I need to do this to protect you. Privacy, if you want that type of privacy, you need to be living on your own and paying your own internet. But the people that you talk to on the internet using my Wi-Fi, my data, I'm going to check, okay? I'm going to be all up in that, all right? Your support people, your teenagers and your preteens should have support people. So like if Anya or Ari doesn't want to come to me when they're teenagers and talk about certain things, they should be able to go to someone I trust. They should be able to go to friends I have, cousins I have, brothers I have, nephews I have, nieces I have. You shouldn't be completely cut off from your child's world. And a lot of parents are completely shut off from their child's world. That's how you didn't know that your 15-year-old is talking to a 33-year-old man. That's how you didn't know that your 15-year-old is having an inappropriate relationship with their coach or one of their teachers. Be honest with your kids. You know what I'm saying? If you're a teenager, you need to be talking to a teenager. If you're in your 20s, you should be talking to someone in your 20s. Okay? That is how you're going to protect their mind and their peace so they can evolve on the level that they're prepared for. When you get 30 plus, if you want to talk to someone 10 years older than you, that's your prerogative. If you want to talk to somebody 15 years older than you, that's your prerogative. But I feel like when it comes to teenagers, so many people want access to your young kids that it's not even funny. Okay? So if you feel like your child likes somebody and might be texting them a lot, calling them a lot, seeing them a lot, keying it up on the phone a lot, flirting a lot, you go in their room and they on the phone and their back is laid on the bed but their feet is on the wall and they just doing this with their feet, they might be dating. And if you haven't had the conversation, you should have a conversation. Okay, stop avoiding the conversation and be a dating guide for your children. Okay, I think dads should be honest about who they were as teenage boys and what they thought. Mothers should be honest to their kids about what they were thinking as teenage girls, okay? Be honest with your kids because some of y'all kids think y'all are perfect. Y'all just go to church and work. When in reality, you at church trying to repent, okay? And that's
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Cool. You know, growth. But be honest with these kids, okay? Dating is it's a lot right now on teenagers. And if you're not up on what's going on in dating, if you're not up on these apps, if you're not aware of this lingo, you're going to be lost. And your child is going to be on another planet and you're going to be on another planet and y'all are just not going to be able to communicate. So get on the same level, communicate. Show empathy and be honest and be aware of what's going on in your home. Be aware of what's going on in your children and guide them, okay? It's just part of prep. But have the conversations. Let's stop acting like our kids are just doing homework in their rooms when we know they're not. Not stop acting like all they use their phone for is to play games, text their friends, and call people. No. They're doing more than that. Okay, my name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. Thank you so much for listening to me blab. Don't forget to check out Cozy Room Shop for merch. Don't forget to check out Shambi Podden, my blog, Thick and Grits, okay, Pod for Pods. Check that out. I'm always trying to keep y'all updated on what's going on with the podcast, what's going on with me. But I appreciate y'all so much. I'm going to go enjoy my shower with no interruptions. What a night. Friends! How many of us have them? Get y'all some friends that'll take y'all kids because such a blessing. Oh!